on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us to eat." They said to him, "Where do you want us to prepare it?" He said to them, "Listen, when you've entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house that he enters, and tell the owner of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large furnished room upstairs. Make preparations there." So they went and found things just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. Now when the hour came, Jesus took his place at the table, and the apostles joined him. And he said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, "Take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." Then he took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup after he had eaten, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." Jesus was prepared for the Passover meal. This was also the institution of what we have today, the Lord's Supper, what we call the Lord's Supper. Jesus was prepared to remember the night that death passed over those in Egypt who had applied the blood as instructed. How prepared are you today to remember that Christ died so that you too could overcome death? Our Father and God in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity that we have to remember Jesus in the way that he gave us. To remember that he gave his life willingly on that cross so that through him we could have eternal life with you someday. That our sins would be covered by the blood that he shed. That we were purchased by his blood. Thank you, Father, so very much for the opportunity through Christ for us to be in heaven. And thank you for this opportunity we have now as we remember what he did for us. It's in Jesus' name I pray.